This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Multiple news sources are reporting that the United States has shot down a large Chinese balloon suspected of conducting surveillance on U.S. military. It was reportedly brought down off the eastern coast of the United States over the Atlantic Ocean, where the remnants could potentially be recovered. Prior to this news, the FAA blocked civilian flights in the area and over the South Carolina coast earlier Saturday. In a brief remark in response to a reporter's question about the balloon, U.S. President Joe Biden said, "We're going to take care of it." Nearly 500,000 people have been left without power after an overloaded electrical substation in Odessa, Ukraine, caught fire while the temperature in Odessa stood at 2 degrees Celsius on Saturday. Temperatures are expected to be below freezing for much of the next week. Ukrainian officials warn that repairs could take weeks. The Ukrainian government said it would ask Turkey to send vessels that carry power plants to Odessa and ordered Ukraine's energy ministry to deliver generators to the city. Officials on both sides of Russia's war in Ukraine says dozens of prisoners have returned home following a prisoner swap. Top Ukrainian presidential aide Andriy Yermak said in a Telegram post that 116 Ukrainians were freed. Russian defense officials announced that 63 Russian troops had returned from Ukraine. Pope Francis on Saturday met South Sudanese children displaced by conflict and heard of the hardships of their lives in the camps, telling them they would build a better future for the world's newest country by replacing ethnic hatred with forgiveness. The Pope was visiting South Sudan with the Archbishop of Canterbury and the moderator of the Church of Scotland, an unprecedented joint, so quote,